Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're live here at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury and Glastonbury Boulevard as the holiday store continues. We're brought to you today by the folks at Sohn Healthcare. We're super proud, and Lisa Trumbull, their president, will join us about an hour from now. One of our relationships that we are extremely proud of, and it's just a lot of fun as well, is with the Hartford Yard Goats. And I talk a lot about the things that are needed in Hartford to not just survive but thrive. And obviously the Salvation Army is one of them, and I truly feel like the Yard Goats are another. I think they are institutionally important to our capital city. And for that reason, we are happy to have a relationship with them. And Tim Restall is the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joins us here on Brian and Company. I'm curious. First of all, happy holidays, Tim.
Yeah, happy holidays. So that intro is very kind, by the way. Usually it's more of a verbal punching bag when I come in. Is that because of the holiday time?
Well, the Salvation Army, they're all right. Servants of God.
Got it.
I have to really keep it buttoned up. But if you want me to, I tell them always, I'm like, listen, the religion thing aside, I thought I would keep it buttoned up for a day.
I appreciate it. I was shocked. I wasn't sure if I was in the right place or
but
not.
Also, but also, I must admit, you came with money.
Yeah.
So that's another reason for me to be nice.
Very true.
Anytime in our business where we're dealing with money, we're like, oh my God, it's actually money. It's wild. This is worth something. I want to ask you, though, they built the first apartment building, right?
Yeah.
And then they have a bunch of stuff. They're building the second one. I don't know how far along it is. That big, I got to tell you, if you want to see groundhogs, woodchucks in downtown Hartford, just go to that building behind Duncan Park because there are some big ones that are hanging out there.
Well, we got notified because we have a storage container over there, and after the first year, there's going to be some movement out in center field. That looks like that building's going to get started.
They're going to knock it down.
They're going to start knocking it down.
It's a good chunk. Well, what I want to ask you is that, do you see more people? Like, you go to work every day. Do you see more people?
Absolutely.
Does
absolutely.
That coffee shop do any business? Like, I don't know what the feel is on a daily basis.
Yeah, no. I mean, a couple of years ago when it first opened, I went there on a Sunday to just walk the ballpark, check on some things. And I get in my truck, and I go to hit reverse, and there's notification that there's something behind me. And there was someone walking a dog on a Sunday morning in downtown Hartford.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Is that a hologram or is that real?
Yeah. So, no, there's a lot more foot traffic, and there's that little, connecting to Trumbull Street. So there's a lot of activity there at the Pennant. And the new building across the street is, that building's flying up. So it's going to be good to see a lot of activity around Duncan Park. And then the data center in center field, that's going to get start work on. Rensselaer is pretty much demolished down there, so they're working on that. So Randy at RMS Construction is working on a ton of stuff around the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when all that stuff gets done, it's going to be quite impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
And that big block of a building is such an eyesore, whatever they put up there. I just hope they architecturally they do a good job with it, right? Because the apartment buildings look good.
Yeah, they do. They do look good, yeah.
So, by the way, if you're looking for gifts, I mean, I talk a lot about the Yard Goat swag, which is awesome. And if you want to go down to Duncan Park, it's actually open today from 9 to 6. They have extended hours again today. You can go down there. And if you want to order online and make sure you get it by Christmas, you have to actually have already done it.
Yeah. So come on down to the store.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the key message.
Exactly.
And I think the best stuff is the long sleeve tees are awesome.
We just got some new gear in this week, which is great. So it's constantly, getting ready for next year, but also getting things for the holiday.
I just remember going to I often went to Fenway, but if I ever went to see Pawtucket or whatever, there'd be one hat, right? I mean, you guys have 30 different hats.
Oh, it's north of 30. So a couple of years ago, probably about 5 years ago, I asked, opening day, you always talk what's new, what's exciting. I'm like, how many hat styles do we have 111. I go, we have 111 hats. They go, it would have been 118, but seven are on back order. So we have 111.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we're north of that now. But there's so many, you know, it depends on your style. You know, not everyone is a, you know, a relaxed hat, you know, dad hat. And someone,
there's only one that's officially ugly, and it's the steamed cheeseburger ones. And they can't give them away. I mean, you go down, if you go down and just walk in the store, they'll probably give you one. You walk around with that, I feel like it's the Pittsburgh Pirates 1978 or something. But the, anyway.
Well, I appreciate the hit, so thank you. I know I didn't want to get out of here and look it all clean, and you know I do have to go to work later on. So
whoever designed it, if they're listening, I'm sorry.
That was me, by the way. It was my idea. I appreciate
you said that looks great.
It was my first idea that actually, you know,
got made.
Funny, real quick, when we were going through COVID. And we were doing, back when the governor was doing press conferences every day, giving updates, I did a press conference from the conference room, and Governor Lamont had mentioned the steamed cheeseburgers on his press conference, because right behind me was the jersey, so.
Nice. Well, the steamed cheeseburgers, great job, Tim, on that one. listen, but I do want to acknowledge, you know, the partnership we have with the Yard Goats, and the Yard Goats Foundation does great work, and you're here to present a very generous check to the
Absolutely.
Salvation Army and the Hollister, and also on behalf of you and your wife, and I'm sure your sons had nothing to do with it, a donation from your family.
Thank you. Absolutely. If they had anything to do with it, it wouldn't have happened, so that's why I'm doing it.
Is everyone home?
Everyone's home.
Is it crazy already? Or?
Yeah, pretty crazy. You know, my oldest is home after being at school, and he's working for Coca-Cola, and he's loving life. And my middle son,
he's a baller.
He's the baller. He's now gone from playing to coaching, so he's coaching up at Western New England.
Oh, that's great.
Which is very cool. And then my middle son is at CCSU, and my youngest is at Eastern, and he's home. So
everybody, that's great. And everything's still in order. I mean, the first semester when your kid goes away is always, you just don't know what you're going to get. Everything's intact.
There's, you know, positive conversations.
He's still enrolled.
He left stuff at school. That means he's going back, which is good.
All positive developments.
All positive, which is good. And, you know, it was a good semester for him to be. You know, you first went away and, you know, no parents over you, you know, helicoptering over you every night. So I think he figured it out. And, you know, nice, and with phones, you can see where his location is. And
he still lets you do that, because he's 18. He doesn't have to let you do that.
Dad pays for the phone. Dad gets that.
Nice.
So,
listen, happy holidays to you and the whole Yard Goats family. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.